Hi Ria, welcome to Ask the Doctor. What is your question?
Hi Doc, my question is that I constantly have food stuck between my teeth at a particular spot. Why does that spot hurt so much?
This is a very common question. I get this quite a few times. So thank you for asking that question so that lots of people will get benefit from the answer of this question. First of all, why food gets stuck? When you have a space between the teeth, this space could be because of teeth got separated, or you have a cavity on the tooth, or you have a gum recession. All three incidents, there is a space between the teeth, and when you chew the food, the bottom teeth will act as a plunger and will push the food in between, and because of the elasticity of the tooth, teeth will separate a little bit and push that, then food stays there. It will not come out without you using a pushing with the either toothpick or a brush, or floss will not work here, or water pick. One of the things you can use it. I will explain to you a little bit more how to take care of it, but let's go and see the first each and every area. First of all, why do you have a space between the teeth? Either you're getting a braces treatment, so during the treatment, sometimes teeth shift and create a space. Number two, it is because of the gum disease. When you have a gum disease, means bone loss, teeth gets weaker and they can shift or move easily. Number three, it's because of the aging. As a generalized aging, you will have a little bit of gum recession, a little bit of bone loss, and teeth may shift. Plus, when you chew the teeth, there is a, this is for you, there is a pounding effect on the teeth. So if these are the anterior teeth and these are posterior teeth, what's going to happen? Look at this. It's thinning, yeah. So that can cause the, so like a chewing forces can separate the teeth and create a space. The most common of all is a cavity. So when you have a cavity in between the teeth, sometimes you do not know that you have a cavity in between the teeth because it's not visible from the top, but it creates a space between the teeth and food packs. And that's why you have a pain. So most of the time pain is because of two reasons. One is if you have a cavity, and that's why the food packs there and causes, because dentin is exposed and dentin causes a sensitivity. And the second one is food is packed in the gums, then it pushes the gums away and exposes the root surface and causes a sensitivity. So pain and sensitivity is common when food is packed there. Now, the third reason is gum recession. Now, there are couple of reasons. Number one is periodontal disease will cause the gum recession. And number two is aging. Just like you have a hair loss, the aging will do the gum loss also, or gum recession. So the gums are tight in between the teeth during the young age, so there is no space, so food will not pack. When age advances, or if you have a gum disease advances, it creates a gum recession, creates a space between the teeth, and creates a food packing there now. This is kind of a little dangerous thing because it can cause both of things. If food packs in between the teeth, not only it causes the gum disease, but if it stays there, bacteria can cause a cavity on the teeth. So you have to take care of this one and find out what is the reason and fix it. Most of the time, it's cavity, so we fix the cavity, establish the contact of the tooth, and food is stopped packing there. Sometimes the gap created between the teeth, then we can make a crown on that tooth and establish the contact with the adjacent teeth. Sometimes we do inlay, onlay, depending upon the situation, and then we establish the contact. Once the contact is created, food is not going to pack there. How to take care of the food packing before you get the treatment? Number one, the best thing is to use a water pick. When you use a water pick, whatever the food packs in between the teeth with the force of the water spray, it's going to remove. So water pick is very safe and very nice. So I would suggest every single person to buy a cordless water pick. Number two, toothpick. Now, don't create a habit of using a toothpick all the time. If food is packing there, something is wrong, go to the dentist and get it fixed. Otherwise, you're going to have problem. The third one is a brush called Proxa brush. It's called P-R-O-X-A. Proxa brush means a brush to go in between the teeth. These are very useful and helpful. Floss will never help you to remove the food pack in between the teeth. So try not to use a floss, but instead of that, you use a Proxa brush, water pick, or even a toothpick, and that will take care of it. But visit the dentist to find out what is the cause of food packing there and get it fixed. Thank you.